B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we're going to start 17 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going back to a halacha we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav Omud Aleph. Mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid, uchulei. What did it say in the Mishnah? Mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid, v'rshus harabim be'emtza. If somebody throws an object, an item, from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid, going over a rishus harabim, Rabbi Akiva machay v'chachomim poitrim. There's a machlekas Rabbi Akiva and the chachomim. Rabbi Akiva is machmir and the chachomim omekel. And we saw there in the Mishnah that the chachomim who say potur, they only say chayiv in one case, and that's in the case of moishet, which means when you're handing over, not when you're throwing, and provided that it's on the same side of the rishus harabim and not over rishus harabim, over the width of the rishus harabim, because that's the way it was in the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Boya Rabba. And in order to understand this Gemara, we have to make a very short introduction. There are three ways of transferring an object from one domain to another, or from one domain to a similar domain over another domain. There's three different ways of doing that. Either mavir means you hold it in your hand and you actually take it from place to place. Or moishet, which means that you're not going to the other place, but you're handing it over. You're reaching out to the other domain and putting it down. And the third way is to throw it from one domain to the next. Now, in each of these three cases, we've got lemato me'asara tvachim and above 10 tvachim. As far as Rishus HaYochid is concerned, Rishus HaYochid is all the way up to the sky. There's no limitation of 10 tvachim. However, Rishus HaRabim, technically speaking, Rishus HaRabim is only considered a Rishus HaRabim if it's less than 10 tvachim. Up until 10 tvachim. From 10 tvachim and over, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. The airspace above the 10 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim is considered a mokim ptur. Now, even lemato me'asara tvachim, then there's a difference between the first three tvachim close to the ground and the rest, and we're going to see that soon in the Gemara. Now, there's two halachas which are constants. Those are things that we take for granted, we know. And that is that if you're doing either ma'avir, either you are actually taking an object from one domain to another, or you're carrying it within Rishus HaRabim for Amos, and you're doing that lemailo me'asara tvachim, even though above 10 tvachim is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. However, we know from the Mishkan, we learned that from the Bnei Kahos when they were carrying the Orin, and we saw that in a sugya previously, that even though it's above 10 tvachim, if you are carrying an object within Rishus HaRabim, then it's considered Mavir Dalad Amis Rishus HaRabim, he will be Chayev. There's no Machlekas about that. There's another halacha which is no Machlekas, and that's what we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vav, and that is when you are being Moishet, when you are handing over an object from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid with a Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza, and there we know that it was above 10 Tvachim because the carriages, the wagons, were above 10 tvachim, were higher than 10 tvachim, and that we learned from the Bnei Merari, as we saw yesterday in the previous daf, that they would pass the beams from one carriage to the next, and that is considered a melacha. So moishet and ma'avir, even above 10 tvachim, is considered that you are moishet or ma'avir in Rishus HaRabim. In the case of Zayrek, which is the main topic we're busy with, this is Perek HaZayrek, when it's throwing, then there's a difference between, there could be a difference, we have to entertain the idea of making a difference between above 10 tvachim and below 10 tvachim. And before we see this inside, there are two different types of logics or understandings that could influence these halachas. There's one concept called kluta kamishahun chodamya, and we've seen this already previously in the Gemara early on in the Masechta. Kluta means if it's been contained. If something is contained within airspace, is it as if it's resting in the airspace? And there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether it means that it's actually resting in the airspace or if it's resting on the ground under the airspace. We're not going into that now. But is kluta, is resting, is it being contained in airspace considered munach, considered as if it's resting or not? Because we know that in order to do any melacha, not any melacha, any of these melachas, either carrying from one domain to the other, or carrying Dalad Amasin or Shus Arabim, you need an Akira and a Hanocha. You'll only be chayav for transferring from one domain to the next if you did an Akira. You lifted it off the ground or wherever it was resting. You lifted it up from one domain and you let it rest in a second domain. And being Mavir Dalad Amas B'Shus Arabim, just transferring an item within Rosh Hashanah, the distance of at least 4 amas, you need an Akira in Rosh Hashanah and a Hanocha in Rosh Hashanah. So that we're going to have to understand, do we say Akira, just being contained in the airspace, is considered resting or not? That's one topic that's going to be up for discussion. There's another topic, and that is, do we learn the Halachas of Zayrek from the Halachas of Meshit? As we said before, Moshet, handing over, has a chiddush that we learnt out from the Bnei Merari, that even though it's above 10 tfachim, handing from one Rosh Hashayochid to another over the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, that's called a melacha of Moshet on Shabbos. The question is, do we learn Zayrek from Moshet? Can we take those chiddushim of Moshet and adopt them to Zayrek? Those are the things we're going to be discussing now. Let's start seeing the Gemara inside. Boy or Rabba? Rabba asked the following question. And he's based on the Machloikas we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Machayev, and the Chachomim is Poiter. So Rabba had two tzadim, he had two ways of understanding this. Boy or Rabba? Lemato me'asara pligi, do we say that the Machloikas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is only lemato me'asara? Less than 10 tfachim. Ubehor pligi, what will be the point of their discussion, of the argument? De marasova amrinon kluta kumisha unchodamya. Rabbi Akiva will say that since it's lemato me'asara tfachim, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah, it's being contained in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it's munach on Rosh Hashanah, and then it is throwing something from Rosh Hashayochid to another Rosh Hashayochid via Rosh Hashanah actually means transferring from the Rosh Hashayochid to a Rosh Hashanah, the airspace, entering the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it's munach in the Rosh Hashanah, and then it's continuing in transit, it's as if you did a new Akira, and then a Hanocha in the Rosh Hashayochid, and therefore, Bakiva says, you're going to be chayev, because of the logic of Kluto Kamisha Hun Chodamya. Umarasova, the Chachomim argue and say, Lo yomrin on kluto kumisha huncha. We don't say that being contained in the airspace is as if it's resting. So you did an Akira in Rosh Hashayochid, you did a Hanoch in Rosh Hashayochid, the fact that it went over the airspace of Rosh Hashanah will not change the halacha. Therefore, the Chachomim say, Potur. But if it's above 10 tfachim, which is not the airspace of Rosh Hashanah at all, Divrei Hakil Potur. Everybody will say Potter, even Rabbi Akiva. V'loyel finon zayrek mimoishet. We will not learn out the halachas of throwing from the halachas of handing over, and that would tell us that handing over from one Rosh Hashayochid to another over Rosh Hashanah is chayev as it was in the case of Moishet. We're not going to say that the same will apply to zayrek, and therefore just the standard rules apply. You need to have an Akira and a Hanocha in Rosh Hashanah, and you did not have that. And even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, Kluto Kemisha Huncha, that's only if it's contained in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah. If it's above 10 Tfachim, it's not being contained in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, it's above the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, Potur. Oy Dilma. Or maybe this Rabbi had a different tzad. The whole argument between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim in the Mishnah is lemailo me'asara. Ubaha pligi, what are they arguing about? The marasovar yalfinon zayrek mimoishit, or marasovar lo yalfinon zayrek mimoishit. The whole discussion is only, can we learn out the halachas of throwing from the halachas of passing? Avlamato me'asara, but in the event that it's less than 10 tfachim off the ground, Divrei Hakel Chayev, the Chachomim will agree to Rabbi Akiva that is Chayev, Maitam, why? Kluto Kemishon Chodamya, because since it's contained in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, everybody will agree it's as if it's resting there, and therefore he will be chayev. So that was a question Rabbah had. How do we understand the Mishnah? Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Ha milsi boy leiler of Chizda. Rav Chizda actually asked the same question. Uposhton yalei Rav Hamnuna. And Rav Hamnuna resolved it. Rav Hamnuna had a stand on this. Meho, from a brisa, the following brisa. Mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid. Va'over b'rshus harabim atzma. This is a little bit different than the terminology used in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Mirshus hayochid, lirshus hayochid, rushus harabim be'emtza. Rushus harabim in the middle. So then we can have a discussion. Are they arguing in rushus harabim proper, which is Lemato me'asara tvachim, less than 10 tvachim, or is it hovering over the Rosh Hashanah? And that's what it means, Rosh Hashanah be'emtza, that it went over the airspace of Rosh Hashanah. If that would be true if it was above 10 tvachim, and that was the question we had. The Mishnah that brings the Machlekes, what's it talking about? However, in this Braisa, the Braisa doesn't just say Rosh Hashanah be'emtza, it says Rosh Hashanah atzmo, the Rosh Hashanah proper. And there was definitely, we're assuming that it's talking about less than 10 tefachim. And in that braisa it says explicitly, Rabbi Akiva Machayev, v'chachomim poitrim. So you see, clearly the machleikas is lemato me'asara tefachim, and that was the first tzad of Rabba. Says the Gemara, midak omar b'shus harabim atzmo, since the braisa says that it went through the shus harabim proper, pshita lemato me'asara pligi. It's clear that they're arguing less than 10 tefachim, ubamai, and then we have to know, the Braisa doesn't yet tell us what he did with this item. Did he take it? Did he pass it? Did he throw it? And the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Ubamai, what's it talking about? Ilema b'mavir, if it's talking about that a person took an item and went from Rosh Hashayochid through Rosh Hashanah and back into Rosh Hashayochid, and we know he's talking about Lemato me'asara tefachim. Ileima b'mavir Lemato me'asara tefachim hu demechayev Lemaile me'asara lo imechayev. If we're talking about that a person took the chayfetz and took the item through the Rosh Hashanah from one Rosh Hashayochid to the next, then why did the Braisa say Rosh Hashanah atzma that is chayev? According to Rabbi Akiva, if he went through the Rosh Hashanah proper, even if he was above 10 tefachim, we said before that when being ma'avir, even above 10 tefachim, that we learned from the Bnei Kahos, who were carrying the Orin. L'mato me'asara u'demechayev, l'mayle me'asara lo'y mechayev. V'omar Rabbi Loza. The Rabbi Loza said, and this is a constant, as we just said, that ha'moitzi masu l'malo me'asara, if somebody carries out a load above 10 tefachim, chayev is going to be chayev, even though it's above 10 tefachim, shekein maso b'nei kahos. That's how the b'nei kahos carried the orin. Elo lav, it must be b'zoyrek. It cannot be talking about that you took the item, it must be you threw the item. Ulamato me'asara hu d'machayev. And when does Rabbi Akiva say is chayev? Only lamato me'asara. Lemailo me'asara, but if it's not in Rosh Hashanah proper, if it's lemailo me'asara, he's not going to be chayev. Shma mino. So what do you see from there? You see like the first tzad in Rabbah before, that the whole machleikus is only lemato me'asara tvachim, and then what's the machleikus? The machleikus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is whether you say kluto k'misha hun chodamia, but lemailo me'asara, everybody will say that he's potur, and we don't learn out zayrek mimoishet. Shma mino b'kluto k'misha hun chopligi. Shma mino. So that was Rav Hamnuna who brought proof from that braisa to the first option of Rabba. Upligi de Rebbe Loza. And is this the way of learning of Rav Hamnuna, the first tzad of Rabba, is arguing with Rebbe Loza. And Rebbe Loza actually had a third tzad. Rabba had two tzadim. Either they're arguing lemato me'asara tvachim and they both agree lemailo me'asara tvachim, or they're arguing lemailo me'asara tvachim and they both agree lemato me'asara tvachim. Rebbe Loza, he had a third option. Da'omar Rebbe Loza, mechayev hoyo Rebbe Akiva afilu lemailo me'asara. Rebbe Akiva, who says chayev is both less than 10 tvachim and above 10 tvachim. And the Chachomim who say potter, they say potter above 10 tefachim and below 10 tefachim. The reason that the Braisa says, where the Braisa is speaking about Rabbi Akiva's Chayev, mentioned that it was Rishus HaRabim Atzma, it was going through the Rishus HaRabim proper, according to what Rabbi Loza is saying, they're arguing even when it's not Rishus HaRabim proper, even when it's above the Rishus HaRabim. Lo Yidiach HaKoichon DeRabbonon. That's only in order to teach us a chiddush, that the Chachomim who say potur don't only say potur if you take the item above the airspace of the Rosh HaSarabim, even if you take it through the Rosh HaSarabim, there will also be potur, because kluta lav k'mishon chodamya. Continues the Gemara, upligi derb chilkia bar toivi. And this way that Rabbi Loza just explained, this Braisa and the Machlekas is not consistent with the opinion of Rav Chilkia bar toivi. The Omer of Chilkia bar toivi as follows, and just so we shouldn't get confused, it seems to me that Rav Chilkia bar toivi is really going back to the first tzad of Rabbah, that we said before that the Machlokes is only lemato me'asara, but lemailo me'asara, everybody says potor. He just makes one difference. Rabbah did not differentiate between less than 3 tvachim off the ground and above 3 tvachim off the ground. And what Rav Chilkia bar toivi is going to do, he's going to just say that when it's less than 3 tvachim off the ground, everybody agrees it's like munach, it's as if it's on the ground, not because kluto k'mishahuncha, but because being so close to the ground is considered the ground itself. And but between 3 and 10, there he's going to say, like Rabbi said, that lemato me'asara, between 3 and 10, is going to be the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, but lemailo me'asara, he's going to say that both agree that is potur. And that's not like Rabbi Loza, who said that they're arguing lemailo me'asara as well. Da'amar Chilkia bar toivi, toich shloisha, less than 3 tvachim off the ground, divrei hakel chayev, everybody says he's chayev. Lemailo me'asara, above 10 tvachim, divrei hakel potur, Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chachomim that he's potur. Migimel ad yud, above 3 tvachim, or from 3 tvachim and less than 10 tvachim, bonu lemachlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbonon, that's where Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim are arguing. Tanya Namiyachi, we also saw a brisa to this effect, betoich gimel divrei hakel chayev, within 3 tvachim off the ground, everybody agrees it's resting on the ground is chayev, lemailo miasara einu elo mishum shvus, above 10 tvachim, when you're throwing something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid above 10 tfachim is not chayev. Chayev is a term used for chayev chatos or misa, and that's an chiyuv min ha-Torah. But he says that lemaile me'asara, everybody says you're not chayev, you're potur. But he says you're chayev mishum shvus. The Rabbanon said you should rest from doing that, you should not do it. We'll soon see why. Ve'im hoyu Rishus Sheloi, if both the Rishus HaYochids are yours, mutter, you're allowed to do it even lekatchila. Because the reason you're not allowed to do it when they're not both your Rishus is not because we're worried about the fact that there's a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. No, because it's above 10 tvachim. Throwing something above 10 tvachim is not called resting in a Rishus HaRabim. We have a different concern. If they're not your Rishus, we have a different concern. And the concern is taking something from one Rishus HaYochid to another without an Eruv. And there's nothing, even if the two Rishus HaYochids were adjacent to each other, you're not allowed to take something from your Rishus HaYochid to your neighbor's Rishus HaYochid unless you make Eruv Echatzeris. But if there's no Eruv, it's Asa. If they're both your Rishus, there's no problem at all. V'im hoy Rishuyes Shalai Mutar, Megimel V'ad Asara, above 3, or from 3 until 10, Rabbi Akiva mechayev, Chachomim poichim, Rabbi Akiva will say chayev because kluto k'misha huncho, and the Chachomim will say potur because they do not hold of kluto k'misha huncho damya. Continues the Gemara. Omer mar, im hoyu rishuyes shaloi mutar. We just said now, according to Rav Chilkia bar toivi, that throwing something from your Rishus HaYochid to another one of your own Rishus HaYochids over the and above the airspace of Rishus HaRabim is going to be mutar. Leimet have a tufta derav. This, what we just learned from Chilkia bar toivi, seems to be a refutation against something Rav said. The itmar, shnei batim b'shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If somebody's got two homes, one on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Barav Huna Omar Rav, he said in the name of Rav, Osur Lizrei Gzeh Mizeh, you're not allowed to throw from one to the other. Shmuel Omar Mutal Lizrei Gzeh Lizeh. Shmuel says you're allowed to throw from one to the other, and we're talking about that they're both your Roshus. But Rav says it's Osa. Says the Gemara, no, it's not necessarily a contradiction to what Rav Chilkiah Bar Toivi said. V'lav mi'aykimna lahi. The reason that over there Rav says it's Osir, k'goyim de midli chad, one of the Roshus Hariochids are higher, tatoi chad, and one of them is lower, v'dzimnin nofil v'osi la'asuyah. You need to be very professional and well trained to be able to throw from one Roshus Hariochid to another over the Roshus Harabim when they're not on the same height. If they're on the same level, we assume you're going to aim, there's no risk of it falling into Rosh Hashanah. However, if they're not the same height, Rav was concerned it would fall down. And even if it falls down, it's not the end of the world, because you didn't want it to fall down, you wanted it to go to Rosh Hashanah, and it by mistake fell down, that's okay. The problem's going to be, says Rav, we're concerned you're going to go to the Rosh Hashanah, pick up this item that fell down, and bring it into your Shus HaYochid. And that's going to be a melacha on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav said that if they're not on the same height, do not try and throw from one Shus HaYochid to the next. Continues the Gemara. Omer le Rav Chizda le Rav Hamnuna. V'omri le Rav Hamnuna Rav Chizda. We're not sure who said to who, but there was a discussion between Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnuna. Mino ha milsa do omer abonon kol pochis migimel kolovud domi. We saw before, the Gemara didn't call it lovud. The Gemara just said that less than three tefachim, everybody agrees, and this is what we said from Chilkiah Bar Toivi, that less than three tefachim off the ground, everyone said it's as if it's on the ground, even the Chachomim. And that's even if you don't hold of Kluta K'mishoncha. Where does this come from? It's a halacha called lovud, which many of us are familiar with. Lovud means an extension of. Any two things that are less than three tefachim apart from each other, we consider them as if they are adjacent and attached to each other, as if they are next to each other. So three tefachim off the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. Asks the Gemara now, or asks Rav Chizda or Rav Hamnuna, asked, what's the minor ha-milsa? Where does this come from? What's the source of this halacha called lovud? And the difference will be, or the ramification of this lovud is that when you're throwing from Rosh HaYochid to another Rosh HaYochid over Rosh HaRabim, less than three tefachim off the ground, it's as if it landed in the Rosh HaRabim and he's going to be chayev. That's what Rav Chilkiah Bar Toivi said. Omar Lei, so he answered him back, Lefisha Iyev Shalol Rosh HaRabim Shetilokit B'melakit U'Burahitni. What are you suggesting? That Rosh HaRabim has to be completely, completely level, has to be planed out with a carpenter's tool called a plane, has to be absolutely level? That's the Rosh HaRabim. When you have a little bump in the road in the Rosh HaRabim, that's not going to be considered Rosh HaRabim. It's going to be considered above the Rosh HaRabim? Of course not. And since logic dictates that Rosh HaRabim has bumps and grooves, therefore these bumps until three tefachim are considered part of the Rosh HaRabim, and therefore we assume that the whole entire area, the airspace, until three tefachim above the Rosh HaRabim, is considered the Rosh HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if the source of this svar, of this logic called lovud, is just logic, because the Rosh HaRabim cannot be completely level, Gimel Nami, why do you say just up to three tefachim, excluding three tefachim? What's with three tefachim itself? Vesua, not only that, what about all the other halachos in Shas that we learn that there's a concept of lovud when it's not talking about how level Rosh HaRabim is? V'haditnan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? Hamashal shel defano is milamalu lemata. If somebody starts weaving walls of his sukkah, starting at the top, starting 10 tefachim off the ground, starting wherever his chach is, and slowly working his way down, im hoyu gevoyin min ha'oretz shlosha tefachim. If the end of your wall is three tefachim above the ground, psula, the sukkah is possible. Ha pochis megimel, if the wall continues down and there's less than three tefachim airspace between the lowest part of the wall and the ground, the sukkah is going to be kosher. How are you going to explain that there? Why should the three tefachim of airspace in the wall of a sukkah have anything to do with the logic you said about how firm and straight the Rosh HaRabim has to be? Says the Gemara, Hosam haynu taima mishum dehavi le mechitza shagdiim boikin bo. Over there, there's a separate reason why it's considered an invalid wall, and that's for something to be a wall, it has to be a proper partition, it has to keep the people in, and has to keep the animals out. If there's three tochim or more gap between the bottom of the wall and the ground, then the gedi, the young goats, the kids, can come in from underneath the wall, and the wall is not considered a partition and is invalid. Says the Gemara, Tinoich lemata. Okay, so we understand you've given a separate logic why the bottom part of the wall has to be close to the ground. Lemailo maik lemeimar. What about, what are you going to say on top? Either the top of the wall, if there's three tvachim between the wall and the schach, or in the schach itself, if there's three tvachim, and a number of other halachas of Lavud, that you don't have this logic or this, the young goats don't go through there, and they don't, it doesn't matter if they would. It's not a wall, it's not a partition, it's a schach. So, and there also we say up to three tvachim is considered that they are attached, and three tvachim and more, it's considered not attached. Where does that come from? Elo says the Gemara, Pochis Mishloishok Lavud, this concept of less than three tvachim being considered Lavud, being considered an extension of each other, Kelavud Domi, Hilchas Gemirilo, it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. We have a tradition from Moshe Misinai, less than three tvachim is Lavud. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Mirushus Horabim, Lirushus Horabim, Rushus HaYochid Be'emtza. In the Mishnah we spoke about Rushus HaYochid to Rushus HaYochid with Rushus Horabim Be'emtza. Now we're saying another case where you transferred an item from Rushus Horabim to Rushus Horabim, traveling over Rushus HaYochid. Rebbe Mechayev V'Chachomim Poitrim. It's a brisa and it's a machlokes between the Rebbe and the Chachomim. Rav Shmuel D'Omer Tarvayu. Rav Shmuel adds a detail. Lo Chayev Rebbe. Rebbe who said Chayev is only Elo Rushus HaYochid Mekura, is only if the Rushus HaYochid actually has a roof on top of it. D'Omrinon, and then we say, Beisa K'man D'Malya Domi. It's as if the whole home, so to speak, is filled up, and therefore traveling over the Rushus HaYochid is actually as if it's traveling on a ground. It's Munach in the Rushus HaYochid, and therefore he's going to, that's why Rebbe says Chayev. Aval She'enei Mekura, if this Rushus HaYochid is not got a roof on it, and it's still called Rushus HaYochid, but we don't say Beisa K'man D'Malya, we don't say it's as if it's a home which is completely full, it's just a Rushus HaYochid which is not considered Malya, it's not considered full. Loi, in that case, even Rebbe will agree that he's not going to be Chayev. And Tosfos on Daf Hei discusses why we're using, why Rav Shmuel adopted the logic of Beisa K'man D'Malya Domi and not the one of Kluto K'misha Uncho Damya. You can have a look there. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Chona, others say it's supposed to say Rav Chizda. Omer Rav Yodam HaShmuel. Mechayev Hoyo Rebbe. When Rebbe says Chayev in a case of throwing something from a Rushus HaRabim into another Rushus HaRabim over a Rushus HaYochid, he's not only Chayev 1, he's Mechayev 2. Mechayev Hoyo Rebbe 2. Achas Mishum Hoitzo. One for taking out from a Rushus HaYochid to Rushus HaRabim, v'achas mishum hachnosa, and one taking in from Rushus HaRabim to Rushus HaYochid. Because when he threw this object from the Rushus HaRabim and it entered the airspace of the Rushus HaYochid, and we said Beisa K'man D'Malya, it's as if it landed in Rushus HaYochid. He's done a hoitzo. And then it continues traveling from the Rushus HaYochid into the Rushus HaRabim, and that's a hoitzo. It's taken out from the Rushus HaYochid to Rushus HaRabim. And that's why it's going to be Chayev 2. Yosef Rav Chona v'Kokashile. Rav Chona, Rav Chizda, he has a question. Lememra, are you suggesting the Mechayev Rebbe Atoil de Bemokim Av? We all know, and we've seen this in the previous Gemara, that taking from Rushus HaYochid to Rushus HaRabim, carrying out, is a primary melacha. Taking in from Rushus HaRabim to Rushus HaYochid is a derivatory melacha. It's not a av melacha, it's a toildah. And are you suggesting from the fact that you're saying that Rebbe is chayev shtayim, that if you did at the same time an av with its toldo, you're chayev twice, two chatois, if it was a mistake? This is a contradiction to something that Rebbe himself said. Rebbe Oymer, Dvorim Hadvorim Eile Hadvorim. This is something we've already seen previously, that from the words in the Pasuk of Eile Hadvorim, Ashetziva Hashem Lasis Oysom, Eile has the numerical value of 36. Dvorim is two, is a plural form, is another two. The extra Hey Hadvorim is one. Add them up, you have 39. Eile Hadvorim, you have 39, Melochis is 39 options, a maximum of 39 options of being Chayev Chatos. If they're all done, Behelam Echod. Dvorim, Hadvorim, Eile Hadvorim, Eilu Lametes Melochis. These are alluding to the 39 Melochis, Shenemru Lemoisha Besinai. Omar Le Rav Yosef, Mar Aho Masnilo. Rav Yosef commented and said that you, who's you? Rav Chana, you said in the name of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel that Yochayev, not one, Yochayev two, you projected that onto Rebbe that we mentioned here in the Brisa, that if you're throwing something from Roshus HaRabim into another Roshus HaRabim, to Roshus HaYochid, Chachomim say Potter, Rebbe says Chayev, and on there you said that Rebbe is Chayev two, and then you have a problem, it's a contradiction in Rebbe. But Rav Yosef is saying that I'm taking this quote of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel and I'm putting it elsewhere. And then there's no contradiction. Says the Gemara, Omar le Rav Yosef, Mar aho masnilo. V'kashile, the Rebbe ad Rebbe. You put it onto here, onto Rebbe, and then you have a contradiction with Rebbe. Anan ad Rav Yehuda masninon. We put this quote of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel not onto Rebbe, but onto a Rebbe Yehuda that we're about to see. And then he'll be chayev two. One of them will be an av, one of them will be a toilda. And it will not be a contradiction because we have no reason to believe that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you do an av with its toilda, that you're not going to be chayev two. Maybe you can be chayev also for the av and also for the toilda. V'loi kashilon. It's not going to be a question. D'tanya, we saw in the Braisa, Mirshus hayochid l'rushus horabim. V'ovar arba amois b'rushus harabim. What happens if somebody throws something from Rushus HaYochid, it enters the Rushus HaRabim, but it does not land in the Rushus HaRabim immediately. It travels in the air of the Rushus HaRabim for Amos, and then it lands. So there we say in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chachomim peitrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's chayev. We soon have to see what he's chayev and how many he's chayev. The chachomim say poitrim. The chachomim says potter, and that also has to be understood. What is? Are they completely potter or only partially potter? Omer of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yosef is saying this is where Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel is saying that mechayev hoya Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev in this case, shtayim. He's chayev for two. Two chatois. Achas mishum haitzah. One because the item was thrown from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim, that's one. Va'achas mishum ha'avara. He's also chayev because within the Roshus HaRabim, it traveled four amos. And make an object travel four amos in Roshus HaRabim, you chayev ha'avara. De'isol k'dayta chodahu de'mechayev. If you're going to say that when Rabbi Yehuda says chayev, it means just one, just for haitzah, Michlal, we would deduce from there, Derabonon Potri Legamri. We would understand from there that when the Chachomim say Potur, he's not Chayev for anything. And that can't be. Ha'apik claim Roshus HaYochid Roshus HaRabim. We cannot entertain the idea of the Chachomim being completely Potur because he took out from Roshus HaYochid to Roshus HaRabim. So the only discussion we have is whether he's also Chayev for a second Melacha of Havara, not just for Yitzah. Rabbi Yehuda will say Chayev, Chachomim will say Potur for Havara, but they'll still be Chayev for Yitzah. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, and then according to this, Rabbi Yehuda, who says Chayev Shtayim, he's going to be Chayev an Av and a Toilda. Also for Yitzah, which is an Av, and also for Havara, which is a Toilda. Says the Gemara, Mimai, Why are you suggesting that that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda learns that he's only chayev one. He's only chayev for hitza. The Rabbanon potri legamri. The Rabbanon says completely potur. You're going to ask, how can it be that the Chachamim say potur when he took an object and removed it from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim? V'heicha mishkach aslo. In what case will we find that? Kegoin to Omar. For he said, or he doesn't have to say it, it's enough if he thinks it, his intention, if he has an intention of throwing the object out into the Rosh Hashanah with the intention of it landing immediately when it enters the Rosh Hashanah. Ad denofkele Rosh Hashanah, tanuach. My intention is that the object should land immediately upon entering the Rosh Hashanah. Ubahok mifligen, then the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda sovar omrinon kluta kemisha huncha. Rabbi Yehuda says that since your intention was that it should land in the Rishus Harabim, then following your intention, we can couple that with the logic that we know, kluta kemisha huncha, entering the airspace, being contained in the airspace of the Rishus Harabim or over the Rishus Harabim, it's as if it's landed there. And therefore, he's going to be chayev for hitza, ve'is avida le'machshavtei, and using kluta, the logic of kluta is backing up his intention. It's fulfilling his intention that it's landed, it's rested immediately upon entering the Rishus Harabim. Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon who says completely potter, they say lo yomrinon kluta k'misha huncha. They do not hold of the logic of kluta k'misha huncha. And then, his intention was that it should land immediately. And it didn't. And we know that to be chayiv on Shabbos, it has to be that your intention was fulfilled. What happened here is not what he intended should happen, and therefore he's potter. And then you have no reason to believe that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be chayev for toilda and an av, because that would only be true if he's chayev two chatois, also for hitzah, also for Havara. But since we don't need to explain Rabbi Yehuda as saying that he's chayev two, he can be saying he's chayev one, and therefore we don't have a source to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayev on a toilda b'mokim av. Says the Gemara, lo yisol kodaitoch, don't assume that. The Tanya, we have an explicit brisa that teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda does say that if you do an av and a toilda together, you're going to be chayev two. The Tanya we saw in the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda moisif es hashoivet v'hamedakdek. We know that in the Mishnah we saw in Daf Ayin Gimel, there's 39 melachis. Rabbi Yehuda said in a brisa, he's moisif, he's adding on two. And at this point we understand, he's adding on another two chatois. It's possible to be chayev not only the 39 chatois for the ovois, it's also possible to be chayev another two chatois for toildois. Which two toildois? The shovet and the medakdek. The shovet is straightening out the threads with a rod, the threads in the loom, and medakdek is the newly woven threads that he hits them, he straightens them out, he makes all the threads be close to each other. Those are two toildois which Rabbi Yehuda adds on. And Ba'omruloi, the Chachomim said, they argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, Shovet harehu bechlal mesach, straightening out the threads is the same melacha as mesach, which is threading the threads, which is one of the lamates melachis, and medakdek, the hitting the threads in order to make them all close to each other, harehu bechlal oirig, that's included in the av called oirig, of weaving, and therefore the Chachomim say, we don't add these two. My love, now the Gemara is explaining, we assume that the discussion here is that he did also oireig and also medakdeik. He did also mesach and also shevet. And there's a machlekes. Ushma mino, mechaev hoy Rabbi Yehuda atoil de b'mokim av. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's 39 in the Mishnah, which include oireig and include mesach, and he's adding another two, which are toildeis. So you see explicitly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can be chayev for a toilda, even though you've done an av at the same time, and you're chayev for the av independently. So even though the Gemara said before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not have a source that is chayev for toilda b'mokim av, here we do. And Tosfos discusses why, if what Rabbi Huda is trying to do here, as we understand now, is to add on toldos, why did he choose these two toldos? Why didn't he choose any other amount of toldos that he could have added on? And he can just say that besides with being chayev 39 chatois for 39 ovis, you can also be chayev an endless amount of toldos if you do toldos as well. That's something that Tosfos addresses. Says the Gemara, Mimai, no, maybe Dilma la'olam de'avda laha l'chuda v'ha l'chuda. Maybe Rabbi Huda is talking about a case where he didn't do both the av and the toilda. He either did oireg or he did medakdeg. He either did meisach or he did shoivet. Rabbi Huda toilda b'mokim av le'mechayev. And Rabbi Huda is going to hold that if you do both, you will not be chayev also for the av, also for the toilda. And this is what the machlekas is. Not like we thought before, that they're arguing whether there's an added chatos for also doing the toildas with the av. No. The machlekas is Rabbi Huda sovar hani ovis ninu. Rabbi Huda holds that these two, which is shevet and medaktik, he holds they are ovis. The Rabbonon say they are toldos, and therefore you won't be chayev for them, because av toild b'mokim av is not chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says that doing these two malachas is considered that you're doing an av. It's a two new types of av, and two new types of av, therefore you're going to be chayev independently from them. Teida, I'll bring you proof that Rabbi Yehuda is adding on avos and not just adding on chiyuvei chatos for toldos. Diktoni, Rabbi Yehuda moisif, in the term used in the braisa, the phrase used, is that he was moisif, he added on. What was he adding on? He was adding on more toldos. I amrus bishleima avos. If you say that these two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shovit and Medaktik are considered ovois like we're learning now. My Moisif, what was he adding on? Moisif ovois, he was adding on an extra two ovois. Eloi Omrus toildois, if you say like we wanted to say before, that he's adding on chiyuvei chatos for toildois, my Moisif. What's he adding on? Who's talking about toildois? The Bryce is not talking about toildois. The Mishnah that mentions 39 melachos is only talking about ovois. What are you adding on? The term Moisif, it wouldn't make sense. Continues the Gemara, it menami. We also learned Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amr Tarvayu. They both said Loichayev Rabbi Yehuda Elo Achas. That Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that Tolda B'mokim Av is not going to be chayev. Continues the Gemara, Omale Ravina LeRavashi Ulamai the Solkin Adaitin. This that we suggested at the beginning of the sugya, towards the top of the Amud Mikora before, the Mechayev Hoyo Rabbi Yehuda Shtaim, we're talking about somebody who threw an item from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim, and it traveled 4 Amos in Roshus HaRabim before landing. Rabbi Yehuda says Chayev, and at the beginning of the Gemara we said that that's on that Rabbi Yehuda on Mashmuel said he's Chayev too, he's Chayev for Haitzah, which is the Av, and he's also Chayev for Havara, because it moved 4 Amos in the Roshus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, I lahocha kaboyela, lahocha loy kaboyela. I lahocha kaboyela, lahocha loy kaboyela. He's asking a question. How could we entertain the idea of saying that he's chayev for two, also for taking out from the Roshus HaYochid to the Roshus HaRabim, and also for Havara Daladamus to the Roshus HaRabim? It doesn't make sense. Like we said before, in order to be chayev for melacha, you have to have intended the melacha. You have to have wanted it. Now, he definitely wanted it to leave his rishus. He definitely wanted to do a haitzah. Did he also want to do a havara? Definitely not. If he wanted the item to land straight away in the rishus harabim before 4 amos, then he didn't want the havara at all. He wanted to do the haitzah, to do an akira in the Roshus HaRab, in the Roshus HaYochid. It should land immediately upon entering the Roshus HaRabim, and that's it. The fact that it carried on moving is not something he wanted. And even if he wanted it to land further away, 4 Amos away, but then he didn't want it to land immediately. So it's as if he did an akira in the Roshus HaYochid, he did a long Hoitzah, and 4 Amos later he did the Hanocha. And that's again only a Hoitzah. He didn't want it to land in the Roshus HaRabim when it first came in, and then, so to speak, to do a new Akira mid-air and land in Roshus HaRabim, and then you'll also be Chayev for Havara. That he definitely didn't want. How can you ever be chayev two? He either wanted it to land here or here, but not both. And whichever way it's going to land, he only did one akira in Rishus HaYochid and only wanted one hanoch in Rishus HaRabim. So why should you be chayev two? Says the Gemara Omer Lei, Bo'imer kol mokim shetirutze tonuach. You're talking about a person who said, I don't mind, wherever it lands, it can land. Somebody who doesn't mind where it lands, then we use the logic of kluto kamisha huncha, as we saw before. We only use kluto when it conforms with his intentions. Since he doesn't mind if it lands here or here, either immediately upon entering the Rishus HaRabim or 4 amos later, we then use kluto to say both. It's as if it landed immediately, then you have your Yoitzah. And then it's as if it lifted off the ground, so to speak. It's in mid-air, but it lifted off its resting place and traveled another 4 amos and rested down. And that's how, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, you can be chayev also for Yoitzah, also for Havara. And it's important to know that Tosfos on Daf Hei actually asks, if you say kluto kamisha huncha, then every moment that it's traveling in mid-air, it's as if it's landing. It's because it's kluto, it's being contained in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, and it's as if it's on the Rishus HaRabim. So you should never ever be chayev for havara when you're throwing something in the Rishus HaRabim. At every centimeter, every inch, it's as if it's landed. You never have 4 amos of movement. So Tosa says we never use kluto kamisha huncha as a kula, only as a chumra. Over here, in this case, it's as if it landed when it first entered the Rishus HaRabim, then you've finalized your Hoitzah, and then it's as if it started again, a new journey, mid-air, so to speak, an Akira, traveling for Amos and doing a Hanocha, landing, and that's how you have your Havara. Continues the Gemara. Pshita, it's taken for granted, Niskavin Lizroik Shemoyno, if you wanted to throw something, 8 Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Vazorak Arba, and it landed much too early. It landed 4 amos, not 8 amos. Hare kosav shem mishimoin. It's the same. It's as if you wrote, you wanted to write the whole name Shimoin, which is 5 letters, and you only wrote the first two letters, even though you intended to write something more, and you only did part of it. You're chayev. And there's different reasons why you're chayev, because shem itself is a name on its own. We're not going into that now, it's a sugi later on. But you see there that wanting to do a bigger malacha and ending up doing a smaller malacha is no reason not to be chayiv. Niskavin Lizrik Arba Vazorak Shmoyno Mahu. The question is, what happens if you intended to do just a small measure of the malacha and it turned out that what you intended was not fulfilled, you did much more of the malacha? Are you chayiv? Or are you not chayev? Mi omrinon, do you say ho'apikle? You wanted it to move 4 amos. It moved 4 amos. The fact that it went another 4 amos, that's not a contradiction to your intention. You wanted it to move from one place to the next. It did. Oy dilmo, do we say no? Heiched deboye ha'loinach. Where I wanted it to rest, it didn't rest. The hanocha is not what I intended. So you don't have the melacha. Asks the Gemara, "Belav haynu d'amale Ravina l'Rav Ashi? Is this not exactly what we just saw a few moments ago from that Ravina told Rav Ashi? V'amale ba'omer kol mokim shetiritzet tanuach. In that case, also where we had a discussion, if somebody threw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim and it traveled 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, we said that it's only possible to be chayev for both. That means you'll only be chayev for the havara if you actually wanted it or you were okay with it landing anywhere, and then you have kluto kamisha huncha, as we discussed. But in the event that you did not want it to go those 4 amos, we don't consider it as having gone those extra 4 amos, and he's not going to be chayev. And he answered him back, you have to want it to land where it landed. So the Gemara is concluding from here that we see from that Gemara what Ravashi answered to Ravina, that you'll only be chayev if you wanted it, if it landed where you wanted it to land. And this that you asked before, Hare Kosav Shem Mishimoin. That you said that, and what we're deducing now from the Gemara is that even if you wanted to do for it to go 8 amos and it only went 4 amos, you're going to be potter. But you asked a question before the Gemara said that if you wanted to write the five letters of Shimon and you only wrote two of them, you're chayev. Over here, why should it be different if you wanted it to go 8 amos, only went 4 amos? Says the Gemara, mi domi. How can you compare the two? They're intrinsically different. Hosom kamo de loy ksiv shem loy michtav le Shimon. When you wanted to write Shimon, you intended to write a shin and a mem, because otherwise you cannot write Shimon. That means you had intentions for the shin and the mem, and therefore you're chayev for the shin and the mem. Hochab, in the case of throwing, kama delei zorik arba loy mizrikalei tamne, is it true that an object has to land after 4 amos in order for it to be able to go another 4 amos? No, it's possible to throw something 8 amos without it landing after 4 amos. So when I intended to throw for 8 amos, I did not intend that it should land after 4 amos. Not like Shimon, where I intended to write five letters, and included in that intention was that I was going to write first just 2 letters. And therefore, in this case, since it landed in 4 amos and not 8 amos, he's going to be potter. And if it landed 8 amos and he wanted 4 amos, in both cases, he's going to be potter because it did not land where he intended it to land. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hazorik Mirshus Harabim Mirshus Harabim Mirshus HaYochid BeEmtza. If somebody throws from a Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Rishus HaYochid in the middle, and here we're talking about a case that he threw it, it traveled 2 amos in the first Rishus HaRabim, then it went over the Rishus HaYochid and traveled another 2 amos in the second Rishus HaRabim. What's the halacha? Says the Braisa, chayev is going to be chayev. Pochis me'arba amis, if between the two travels in the Rishus HaRabim he didn't have 4 amos, potur, then he's going to be potur. And this Tana holds that you're not chayev for hitza. This Tana holds that we do not say kluto k'misha huncha. It's not as if it landed in the Rishus HaYochid. So it's as if it's just traveling in the Rishus HaRabims. But you need to have 4 amos to be chayev for that. So here we see that even if you have 2 amos and 2 amos, you're chayev. Asks the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, what's the chiddush of what you just told us? Of course, you have 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayev. Less than 4 amos, you're potur. Says the Gemara, Hoko Mashmalon, the chiddush is, as we just explained, Rishuyes Mitztarfis. There's a chiddush that the two Rishuyes, even though it's 2 amos and 2 amos, each in a different Rishus HaRabim, nonetheless, they are Mitztarif. And another chiddush, the loy aminon kluto k'misha huncha. There's another chiddush that even if it's less than 4 amos, that we don't say kluto k'misha huncha, and then you would be chayev for hoitza. No, that's a chiddush that this Tana holds that you don't say kluto, and therefore you're not chayev at all for hoitza. And another chiddush is that even for havara dalad amos b'rishus harabim, we are mitztarif two different rishus harabims. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.